I want to ask you, what about premenopausal ER-positive patients? Obviously, we have major, important, critical randomized trials looking at the issue of aromatase inhibitors plus LHRH agonists in those patients. Yet, a lot of people find it very challenging to evaluate premenopausal patients, and the subset I hear a lot about are the node-positive, HER2-positive patients. Of course, there are not that many of them who are ER-positive, HER2-positive, but just conceptually, whether or not there are situations where you can justify using an AI with an LHRH agonist in a premenopausal woman off-study.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of it going on, as you know, and that's very interesting because there are absolutely no data out there. We will have data in the not-too-distant future from the Austrian trial, a very important trial. And that study, when it reports in a year or two's time, should give us the answer. Now, there are studies that you can put your patients in, soft Tex and Perke, but those won't give data for 4 or 5 years. So the Austrian trial is extraordinarily important for knowing whether you're going to get an increased effect of the combination of gosserelin plus and AI versus gosserelin plus tamoxifen. Everybody's gut feeling, obviously, is that the gosserelin AI or the ovarian suppression plus AI will be better. That's why so many patients are being treated off protocol.
And I guess we should reemphasize again that AIs without LHRH agonists in premenopausal women are certainly not something that should be done.
That is crazy. This is quite an issue, actually, and this was discussed at the Miami meeting. What do you do if you've had somebody who's had chemotherapy-induced amenorrhea, and then you put them on an AI, then they start menstruating again? And I think it's a very, very big problem. Because you make the woman postmenopausal and you want to treat her, therefore, with an AI. But the problem is that estradiol levels can recover without menses, FSH and LH can go down or even stay up. And you measure these things. You say, oh, yeah, okay, the estradiol levels postmenopausal. Fine, I'll give an AI. Next week, that level can go up again and the AI becomes ineffective. The estrogen level goes up. We know that it fluctuates in these women. And I think investigators are going to have to be very, very careful in that situation. And you may wish to just make absolutely sure by putting in a gosserelin, for example, or even going as far as ovarian ablation in that situation if you want the benefit of an AI. But there is an area of the later postmenopausal women with chemotherapy-induced ablation where you're not sure that the estradiol level is suppressed continuously, and therefore you're not sure that your treatment's effective. And I think to be certain, you need to suppress the ovaries.